Welcome, I'm Kumari Devi, and today I wanted to share with you a repatterning of a core pattern. I work on the very deep, deep patterns in the subconscious, what I call foundational consciousness, that got developed in childhood. And if you believe in past lives, it's often something that we've been working on for a few lives and brought forward into this life for healing. For example, the rejection pattern, fear patterns, feeling not enough pattern, what will people think pattern, doing something wrong pattern, or the punishment patterns. And today, I'm going to start to unlayer and release some of that punishment pattern, which started in childhood and unfortunately gets carried over into our adult lives. Especially if you went to Catholic school or you went to private school, you might have experienced punishment from nuns and priests. So it started very early. And if we don't heal ourselves, then we carry those behavior patterns into our adult lives. The person who you feel is punishing you isn't where the hurt began. For healing purposes, they are doing you a favor. I know it often doesn't feel that way. Especially in the moment, we feel like that person is attacking us or purposely trying to hurt us. But that's not the case. It is from something in an earlier childhood experience that is not resolved. Once it gets resolved, the person can say the same things to you and you don't get triggered or angry. So the person punishing might say, if you do this, whatever that is, I'll take something away from you. That's a clear sign of emotional immaturity and unhealed wounds. Sometimes adults use children as bargaining chips in relationships or as a pawn to get the partner to stay or to hurt them in some way. We know hurt people hurt people. It's sad to me that adults have to use children in that way because it messes up the child later on in life. Or adults use money or other things to hurt their partners. The person punishing you is emotionally immature and not healed. Remember that. When we don't heal, we shut down and we seek revenge. People say, you hurt me, so I need to hurt you. It's a set of behaviors learned from our parents, perhaps. There's no healing in that. It perpetuates emotional wounding. So let's get started. First, be in a quiet place, away from family and pets, and take a few deep, long breaths. And as you do so, sink into your body. Long and deep breathing through your nose. Good. Sinking deep, 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 deep into your body, relaxing. Please don't be driving and listening to this. And gently, like almost tapping the air in front of your third eye, tap your third eye 3 or 4 times. And push your bum into your cushion or onto the floor if you're laying down. Try to keep your spine straight as possible, but not uncomfortable. And bring your mind to my voice and pull your attention to your heart chakra. The color here is pink. So to benefit from the healing, follow along. Keep your attention on my voice. Keep your mind open and your heart open. I'm going to access the collective subconscious, which would include anyone who listens to the healing. I'm going to release a few layers here, not the entire punishment pattern. So as I tap in, I'm going to tap into this field of consciousness. I call it the garden of your mind. So you can imagine you're in this massive garden. It's beautiful. In the center might be a labyrinth or a fountain, and you're sitting there. And as I tap into this consciousness, it has something to do with a mother figure. Invite your mother, even if she's not on the planet, invite her into that space with you. And mother isn't always her personality, but what she represents to you. And in foundational consciousness, mother is your first relationship, and she helps to develop commitments, friendships, and a good relationship with yourself, along with your intuition, your compassion, empathy, all those qualities that you want to develop for you. So if mother was unavailable to you, either emotionally or physically, you might have determined that she punished you in some way. And here starts that punishment pattern. Believing that you did something to have her turn against you. It could have been anything. It could have been her raising her voice, punishing you, you know, sit in the corner, don't talk, you know, be quiet. Or it physically, maybe she left your father early on, or maybe she died. The child starts to internalize the reason why the mother left. Of course, how she behaved was her responsibility. She's an adult. She needs to take responsibility for her thoughts and behaviors. Even if you heard her say something about you, it's a projection of her own hurt and sadness. And mothers and daughters had a challenging time because the mother saw her reflection in the daughter and didn't like it, and so then took it out on the daughter oftentimes. So I'm gonna tap into the subconscious and your inner child. And you're holding some energy towards the mother because you feel rejected here, as if she punished you purposely. So we're going to start with the pattern feeling rejected from the mother. Invite that mother energy into that garden of your mind, and take yourself back to a memory where you feel rejected by the mother. Great. And try to keep your mind present and not think about any other things. So when I work in the subconscious, it's deep and fast. So not to get any other dialogue going, not to get into the story. We just want to get to the patterns, not the story associated with the patterns. If I ask you to bring the mother in, don't start dialoguing about something else with the mother. Only this pattern, feeling rejected by the mother. Great. From your subconscious memory, we're releasing feel rejected by the mother. So we're going to release and delete, destroy that pattern out of your energy field, out of your subconscious. It's a releasing feeling rejected by the mother, release and delete. Beautiful, I just felt that go right up my spine. Releasing from your nervous system, the brainstem, the seventh chakra right out the top of your head. You could feel it moving out of your body. Feeling rejected by the mother. We're going to release and delete the pattern. So here what I start to do with the patterns is to unwind them. So the mind is tightly wound on in pattern work. It's tightly, very, very tightly wound around these experiences, and we hold on to them like as if they happened yesterday. And the more you release the pattern, the more the experience dissolves in the mind. So it's a distant memory rather than like feeling it was happened yesterday or earlier today. So we're releasing the subconscious memory, feeling rejected by the mother. So we're gonna release and delete and destroy the pattern. There you go, I felt that come right out of the back of my heart chakra. So the back chakras are the past and the front chakras are the current moment. Right, I feel that coming right out of that solar plexus, back of solar plexus, back of the heart chakra, and the brainstem. Good, 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 good. feeling rejected by the mother for whatever reason. Don't add any story here. Don't add any, yeah, but she did this or I did this. That's all the story of the ego. And it keeps you connected with the hurt feeling of being rejected by the mother. So we're just releasing here, feeling rejected by the mother, release and delete. Yes, yes, I felt that. It was a big release there for sure. Beautiful, beautiful, beautiful. We're gonna keep that pattern unwinding, releasing and unwinding in the subconscious. I see it like unwinding a jar lid. And so that jar lid is just going to continue releasing and we're gonna move on here. So what's underneath rejection is hurt, very badly hurt experiences from feeling rejected by the mother. The rejection of the mother energy is very deep wounding in the subconscious and that inner child. Here, the hurt associated with being rejected. We're gonna release and delete the hurt from the heart chakra. Keep your mind here present. Just keep your mind on my voice. Good. So the releasing, and we're gonna release and delete the hurt from the heart chakra. Release and delete. There you go, came out of the brainstem again. Hurt, release and delete. Yes, beautiful. So hurt could feel like pins going into the heart chakra. So pins are thought forms. The heart kind of pulled in all those thought forms from the mother. And so we're gonna release those pins. You can imagine like taking the pins out one by one, or imagine that you have a magnet on your hands and you put your hands in front of your heart. The pins come out easy. Do that mindfully. And there might be story attached to the pins. You can feel them, but don't judge them. Try not to go into the duality of the mind, which is, well, she did this and I have to do that. That's the punishment pattern we're releasing here, is that punishment. Release and delete. Release and delete the hurt from the heart chakra. Release and delete. Beautiful. I felt that. It just feels like a fullness in my heart chakra, in the front of my heart chakra and the back of my heart chakra. Beautiful. Great, and we're gonna let that unwind by itself here with feeling rejected by the mother and the hurt feeling. Good, good here, we're unwinding beautifully. And underneath the hurt here is sadness. So we're gonna release and delete the sadness. We're gonna release and delete the sadness. And releasing and deleting that sadness is coming out of the gut, solar plexus, third chakra. The color here is yellow. And release and delete sadness. Yes, sadness feels like a veil of heaviness. And you just want to release and delete, let it go. Just say to yourself, I'm letting go of the sadness associated with hurt and feeling rejected by the mother. Release and delete. Beautiful, good, 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 doing good. Beautiful. Underneath the sadness is the punishment. There's a belief here that the mother purposely punished you. She hurt you in some way. So I'm gonna release and delete the pulling away of the mother energy. Releasing and deleting mother pulling away from you, either emotionally or physically. Scared your inner child, probably not consciously, maybe consciously. Maybe you started to cry at that moment. Maybe you're starting to cry now. It's okay if you cry. It's a good release. Crying is such a good release. Gonna release and delete the pulling away of the mother energy, either emotionally or physically. Release and delete. Release and delete. Release and delete. Beautiful. There's a lot of heaviness. There's a lot of sadness there. Just release that. Just let it go. Imagine it like a vapor, and it's just vaporizing right out of solar plexus, heart chakra, crown chakra. You're letting go of the subconscious memory of the mother pulling away from you, physically or emotionally. release and delete. So perhaps your mom died early in your life, leaving a wound in your heart, and you've been seeking her love to fill that wound. She may have distanced herself emotionally, and again, you're seeking her tenderness and love. Neither is bad. It's just a realization of how that energy is established in your energy field, in your subconscious. We are going to release and delete. Release and delete. Don't add any story here. We want this just to release so you can be free of punishing wounding. What that means is that you won't have the desire to put yourself in a position to be punished or punish other people, seek revenge, things over people's heads. You know, if you do this, I'm gonna do that kind of scenario. So here we're releasing the punishment pattern, feeling rejected, hurt feelings, sadness, all associated with this very deep pattern, core pattern in the subconscious called punishment. Beautiful. Oh, I felt that big release there. Just let it go. You don't hold on to any story or judgment upon the experience. Just let it go. Let it go. Looks like there's a little self-sabotage here, maybe sabotaging relationships or careers because you feel you should be punished. We're going to release and delete the should be punished piece. Nobody should be punished for doing anything. There is no punishment coming from God or the goddess energies. So releasing and deleting the should be punished pattern, should be punished, release and delete, let it go. Release and delete the sabotage on relationships and careers, releasing and deleting, releasing and deleting. Good, good, good. It's unwinding for the subconscious, the brainstem, and the nervous system. Release and delete. Release and delete. Sabotaging relationships and careers. Release and delete. Release and delete. Beautiful, beautiful. So the positive to the sabotage is I deserve, or I am worthy of a healthy relationship. I am worthy of prosperous careers. I am worthy. I am worthy. Feeling worthy of healthy relationships and healthy careers. Great, beautiful. You're doing great. Beautiful. I can feel the energy moving. So here, we release the rejection to the mother, feeling rejected by the mother, feeling hurt underneath that, the sadness associated with that, and the part of that actual punishment pattern and a piece of self-sabotage. Beautiful. Positive affirmations here. I am that I am, or I am worthy of love. I am worthy of love really changes, recalibrates your nervous system. So you can start saying, I believe I'm worthy of love. And that'll change your whole energetics around. Beautiful. So releasing patterns isn't one-dimensional. It's a multi-layered with few more layers that we didn't get to here. Sampling to help you start to release anything to do with feeling punished, rejected, hurt, or sad about the mother rejecting you. She's your most important relationship in this lifetime. You might not feel anything directly afterwards, but after a couple days of integration, clearing the subconscious is often subtle, where you no longer get triggered by the same stimuli. So that person who was punishing you for wanting to be happy, for example, no longer triggers you. You know, you stay present and calm, and you're not getting angry or seeking revenge back onto them. Try to keep your mind balanced. And also, no pot or alcohol after a healing. Nature is a good place to integrate, and so is sleep. So if you have any questions, I'd be happy to answer them for you if you want to go deeper into the punishment pattern or any other patterns that you're holding on to. Please send me an email at info@kumarainstitute.com, and my website is kumarainstitute.com. Thank you. Thank you so much for being here. Have a wonderful day. Namaste.